Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com allows you to control the content of the website. You find something online that you think's interesting, you just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners may vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions. You can go again to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. And there are many other features on the site. We'll tell you more about those as time goes on here. Now, over the weekend, we talked to Adam Kokesh about the march in D.C. that was happening today. Talked about it to quite an extent. I saw some of the footage from today, but I have been disconnected for the last few hours. I'm not sure if anything actually transpired. Mark, did you hear? Have you heard anything?
Nothing. I haven't checked on it.
It looked like it was a good gathering. There were several, what I would say, a few hundred at least, if not several hundred people there at the event at the beginning, online on Ustream. It was being watched by approximately, I saw it jump from 1,000 to 1,500 to 2,000 people just in the first hour or so.
It's pretty good.
So there were a lot of people watching. It actually made it the number two, number two video feed being watched on Ustream. I mean, Ustream is a pretty big platform. There are a lot of people on there watching a variety of different channels, and this was number two. Unfortunately, it was number one to a bald eagle sitting in its nest, it was number two to the number one video, which is a bald eagle sitting in its nest, and that had about 16,000 viewers. So about 10 times the viewership of a bird.
Do not
sitting
underestimate
in its
the incredible drawing power of Mother Nature.
Yeah. So, but all that said, I think it appeared to have been a very successful march, although I didn't get to see any of the actual marching portions. So if you were there and you would like to relate what your experience was, we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here, 1-855-450-3733. Again, just looking for people who were there experiencing this. In other news out of D.C., this is something that, had we not had the march to talk about Saturday, I think we would have talked about then, so we should talk about it now. And that is, of course, the good news that the government is keeping us all safe from terrorism. Now, I had heard this, you know, when I first heard the pitch on this particular story, I became suspect. I wondered, well, is this going to be yet another case? This man that was supposedly going to go on a shooting spree in Washington, D.C. at the White House or whatever. This guy, is he, you know, yet another setup by the federal government? In that we've looked at all these other cases of our saviors in the federal government keeping us safe from terrorism. Look how they've swooped in and caught this man right before he was about to set off a bomb or go on a shooting spree or blow up an airplane or whatever the claimed plot is at that moment in time.
There was the incident of the guy that parked the SUV in, Times Square or something like that. I mean, that guy was a real genuine...
Was he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there was no... The FBI didn't know anything about it. Like, a hot dog vendor or something like that caught the guy. Some kind of street vendor, managed to report it. So, I mean, there you have a genuine situation.
But they didn't know about it.
But the majority of these situations, these people are, they're armed and supplied by the FBI. And
right.
Often... The FBI, and there are cases where the FBI has made it very difficult for these people to get out of doing whatever they were doing. Like they've pushed them into it. Each one of these situations, it's difficult to know, but at this point, the largest co-conspirator to terrorism in the last decade appears to be the FBI.
Yep, that's pretty much been my observation as well. And you can look at all the details on all the different cases, and you'll see that that's the case. They find some easily manipulable young Muslim person who they
probably angry. I think that I would guess
they stoke his fear, they stoke his anger, they then provide him with all the means necessary to go on a terrorist mission. That's how this always works. And I just guessed in advance it's going to be another one of those. And sure enough, that's exactly what the case is. So here's a little bit of detail from Al Jazeera.com. A 29-year-old, by the way, I trust Al Jazeera far more than any domestic news source. Al Jazeera, BBC, RT, these are all better sources than pretty much anything you'll find here in the States, at least of the mainstream. A 29-year-old Moroccan man who thought he was carrying explosives for an attack. That's all you need to read right there. Who thought he was carrying explosives. Well, the only terrorist who would think they're carrying explosives, but wouldn't, you know, well, I think it could be an explosive, would be the terrorist who didn't actually set it up himself. He's just acting out somebody else's plan, and it always turns out to be the FBI's plan. But going on. He's been arrested in the U.S. Capitol as a part of an anti-terrorism investigation. The FBI said on Friday that Amin El-Khalifi was arrested in connection with a terrorism investigation. Statement said explosives the suspect allegedly sought to use in connection with the plot had been rendered inoperable by law enforcement and posed no threat to the public. In case you had any doubt, now we're three sentences in, and it's pretty clear that the feds put this man on this mission. They gave him these inoperable explosives.
It makes you wonder what inoperable means in that circumstance. I mean, does he have the components and they're just not set up properly?
Good question.
Because, I mean, it seemed like in one of these cases, they said that this guy was given, like, a real bomb and that they swept in before he had a chance to use it. Hmm. That's what the news story said. Now, I don't know
whether they were accurate reporting. It's another question. It seems unlikely they would have given them a real bomb.
But not everybody out there is a dope when it comes to building bombs.
I see what you're saying.
You've got the FBI may have assets on the ground that determine that this person has to be given a real bomb in order to try this out. I don't know. I mean, could be anything.
Khalifi arrived near the Capitol building in a van with two undercover operatives and walked toward the building, according to court papers. He was arrested before he left the parking garage. Again, accompanied from, you know, the word go. He had the feds surrounding him the entire time. And remember, these guys aren't trying to talk him out of it. They're not trying to give him some sensibility, some awareness of what it is that he's about to do. They want him to go through with it. They want him to think that he's about to kill people. So they'll be able to tout that they stopped a terrorist. So they'll be able to make themselves look as though that we need them for something. Dean Boyd, U.S. Justice Department spokesbureaucrat, said the arrest capped an undercover operation which the suspect had been closely monitored by law enforcement authorities. Yeah, I would say driving him in the van to the drop-off location is pretty close monitoring. That's more than monitoring. That's assistance. I mean, anybody else driving a killer to a location to do some killing in a van would be guilty of some sort of an accessory. Would they not? If you drive the bank robber to the bank, you get charged with a crime.
You know, in this circumstance, I'm kind of torn on this. As far as I'm concerned, if this guy was willing to go, if this guy was capable of getting the assets to do a crime like this.
He was not. He had the feds help him with that.
That much is true, but that doesn't mean that he's not capable of it, okay? I believe that I could probably come up with something explosive if I wanted to. Timothy McVeigh certainly was able to do it.
If you wanted to, you could probably learn how. Sure.
So if
might blow your hand off experimenting first.
Could very well. So if you're able to come up with these items or whatever they are and willing to carry it out, I don't mind the FBI being involved. That doesn't bother me. When you're talking about a person who would potentially, who would really be willing to do something like this.
But there are a lot.
Thing.
Whoa. There are a lot of people out there who talk about destroying the government,
sure,
and fighting the government, blowing things up, and shooting, you know, the government agents. There's been talk about that before, you know, in my life, and I've changed my mind about those things, and I'm oriented to peace today. But there are a lot of people who've been in that angry state of mind, and for good reason. The government kills people and it hurts people, and I understand why they're angry. I don't think violence is the solution, but I used to. Maybe if I were lonely and I were desperate and I were angry, maybe I would have been able to have been, you know, victimized by these FBI agents. This man, you have no idea how motivated this guy was before he met the undercover agents who talked him into this gig.
I didn't claim that.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more to the story. Obviously, we'll get to that here and your thoughts as well at 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything you want via the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up this weekend, imminent Thursday night is the beginning of the Liberty Forum, the 2012 Liberty Forum. It returns this year after taking a year off. Unfortunately, last year it just didn't happen due to some organizer mishaps, but they brought the original organizer back, the guy that knows how to put this event together, and Chris Lawless is back on the case, which means the event's happening, and it's going to be as big, if not bigger, than it's ever been in the past, because people couldn't go last year, so they're extra excited about coming this year. Because if you've been to the Liberty Forum before, you know you don't want to miss it. Like, if at all you can be here for the Liberty Forum here in New Hampshire, yeah, you definitely want to be here. In fact, here's an extra reason. It's not that darn cold this year.
Like, that's true.
There have been Liberty Forums. I think pretty much every Liberty Forum is usually piles of snow around. You'd be lucky if you see snow while you're here in New Hampshire for the Liberty Forum this year. It's been incredible. But that's not the reason to really come to the Liberty Forum, even if it is snowy out. The reason to be at the Liberty Forum is to be around hundreds of other like-minded people, people who love freedom and who are dedicated to doing something about it, who are going to move their lives, or in our case, who have already moved. We've got over 1,000 people in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Hundreds have made the move. These are people who are dedicating their lives to, you know, working toward more freedom, all in the same place. And you get to meet some of the voices that you hear on this show as callers or people behind the microphones. We're going to be broadcasting live. There are going to be all kinds of special guests that will be speaking there at the event. Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime, he'll be there. Jody Emery from the Cannabis Culture Magazine. Joel Salatin, who is the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. Joel will be talking about how everything he wants to do is illegal.
And that's in the farming business.
Right. And Peter Schiff, the famous investment advisor, he will be in the house on Friday. Prax Girl will be speaking, and many more. Go to John Lott from the book More Guns, Less Crime. He's going to be there as well. Lots of different people. I didn't go through them all. So go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about the event. Get signed up with coupon code FTL2012. That's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Coupon code FTL2012. Looking forward to seeing you there. I believe at this point you can still sign up and you can still get the discount with that coupon code, but it's probably too late to RSVP for the dinners or the luncheons. I believe Sunday was the last day for that. So it's still not too late to get involved in the event, though. And even if you aren't sure whether or not you can buy in advance, you can still show up at the door the day of, and you'll be able to pay for an a la carte pass and get in at that time. It's a great event. It is. I'm jazzed. I mean, I'm looking forward to going back to the Liberty Forum. Mark, did you miss it last year?
I didn't miss something that didn't exist, but I'm really excited to go to this year. I mean, you know, I felt bad that it didn't happen, but I wasn't moping around in late February saying, where's my Liberty Forum?
I was so bummed it didn't happen last year that I started working on creating another convention to replace it.
That's right, you did.
Thankfully, I didn't have to do that, because now it's back.
Right.
So 855-450-FREE is our number here. You can bring up anything that you want, and again, you know, we'll be broadcasting starting Thursday night live from the Liberty Forum. We'll look forward to seeing you there. All right. We're talking about the story from Al Jazeera, and it's actually, of course, it's all over the place, but sharing the Al Jazeera version for reasons because, well, they're more likely to give you a straight-up version of the story than, say, the mainstream media in the U.S. And what they're pointing out here is what you might expect. When somebody's arrested for so-called terrorism in this country, check the details. Don't just read the headline. Check the details. Learn more about the case, and you will find out almost every single time that the individual in question probably would never have done the terrorism on their own. They were talked into it. They were persuaded verbally and through the providing of materials by FBI agents. This guy that was supposedly going to go shoot up the Capitol building and the White House was provided everything by the feds. He was given a ride to the location.
Yeah.
He was given the so-called weapon and the whatever bomb he might have had.
You know, it makes you wonder, if the FBI set up like a halfway house for people coming out of prison, and at that halfway house they, you know, like, armed them and set them up for bank robberies and things like that, and then would bust them before they did it. I mean, what would people think about that? Because that's what terrorism is. Terrorism's essentially a crime. It's motivated by different reasons, but it's a crime.
So according to the story here, FBI agents posing as Al-Qaeda members had provided Khalifi with fake explosives they claim he intended to set off at the Capitol. Khalifi made a brief appearance in federal court in Virginia on Friday afternoon. And the judge set a bail hearing for this week. Criminal complaint charges him with knowingly and unlawfully attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction against property that is owned and used by the United States. The charge carries a maximum penalty of life in prison.
Yeah, it does.
No address for the suspect was listed, but FBI agents raided a home in Virginia after the arrest. A police car blocked the entrance, so the press couldn't get much more information about that. Khalifi expressed an interest in killing at least 30 people and had considered several other targets, including a synagogue, before settling on the Capitol, according to a counterterrorism official. He had come to the United States as a 16-year-old and is not currently believed to be associated with al-Qaeda. He did, however, believe that he was working with al-Qaeda operatives in the current plot, an affidavit, or at least that's according to an affidavit submitted to the court. According to that same affidavit filed by the FBI...
See, now, if they're posing as al-Qaeda and... al-Qaeda would give them a ride. You know, I mean, these instances, I think there are lesser and greater sins on the part of the FBI. And I don't know in this particular instance.
But they're not stopping real terrorism. They're ginning it up in the first place.
But how do they stop real terrorism?
I don't know, Mark. I don't think they can.
Well, that's the point, is that...
This makes it look like they can stop real terrorism, when in point of fact, every real terrorist that
somebody
has happened, they can't stop.
If somebody comes to me and says, hey, I want to buy a bomb from you, and you know, I need a ride to go someplace to use this bomb... I don't have any problem with, you know, turning on that person and locking them up in that circumstance. Mm-hmm. However, what sometimes the FBI has done in the past has been involved in this person's personal life to the point of making it
you
so
would
they
turn someone in just because they were looking to build a bomb?
If they wanted a ride to the next place.
Oh, to some they've already
that's
bombed
what they
somewhere?
Did.
You mean they bombed somewhere already?
No, they want a bomb and they want a ride to the place to use the bomb.
I see.
And as far as I'm concerned, if they don't swoop in and get him before he pushes whatever button it is, then, you know, I mean, if it's a fake bomb, what's the point in not having a fake bomb if you don't have wait until he pushes the button? So as far as I'm concerned, he needs to push the button. It's not attempted murder until he attempts to murder someone. But
well, they're going to get him for a conspiracy charge or something like that.
No, they're charging him with knowingly using a weapon of mass destruction.
Which he didn't do.
Well, look, if you rob a bank with a gun, with a fake gun, you've still robbed a bank. It's still aggravated, you know, robbery or whatever.
I thought you said you wanted to wait till he pressed the button.
If you rob a bank, pointing a gun in somebody's face and demanding money is robbery. You don't need
right.
to pull
Did
a trigger.
Did he point a gun at anyone?
Pulling the trigger is murder.
Did he point a gun at anyone?
He
did not.
Went and commit. If he pushed the button on whatever bomb it is.
Did. They arrested him here. It says they arrested him before he left the parking garage. They let him out of the van. He didn't even get out of the parking garage.
Suspicious behavior. I mean, you don't know whether this guy's going to run away and say, boy, I got to get away from these al-Qaeda guys. They're crazy. I mean, you don't know.
Right. So what I'm telling you is he didn't push the button. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Why would they swoop in on him if he's got a fake bomb? This is the thing. I think a couple of times the FBI seems to have given real bombs to these people. If the FBI gave a real bomb to this guy, if they give him a fake bomb, why did they swoop in and get
Good
it before
question.
He went?
I don't know. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More details on the way. You can take control as well. Share your thoughts on this or anything. Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. stampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free, the SACL CAI toll free line.
Are you scared? There's terrorists running around everywhere. They got bombs strapped to them and guns and...
Oh, they've been given it all by the FBI. Well, are you scared? Because they want you to be scared. 855-450-FREE. They want you to think that there's terrorists lurking around every corner and that only they can save you from them. We'll continue here in a moment. Also, 855-450-FREE allows you to bring up whatever you want.
Bitcoin's the world's first potentially virtually anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign, no terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. And to learn how, visit weusecoins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash in any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash. Visit BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com.
Don't forget, you can also get interactive on our website at bbs.freetalklive.com, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. It's essentially our listener forum, also the place where we post show prep, so the stuff that we use on the air. We post to threads over at the BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com. We're sharing with you some of the details on this gentleman who has been arrested in D.C. for allegedly plotting to set off some sort of a bomb, perhaps go on a shooting spree at the Capitol building. And according to the story, he was basically provided with all the tools that he needed and the ride to the parking garage, where they arrested him before he left the parking garage, by FBI agents posing as members of Al-Qaeda. According to the affidavit filed by the FBI agent, this guy, Khalifi, told acquaintances in January that he thought the war on terrorism was a war on Muslims and that they needed to be ready for war. Later, when he had decided on the U.S.
I could totally understand why this guy might believe that the war on terrorism is a war on Muslims.
Seems like it.
I mean, you know, it's all you have to do is listen to talk radio and some of the pundits on some of the cable news channels and, you know, start listening to some of the extreme factions out there in the United States, and you'll come to the conclusion that the war on terrorism is a war on Muslims.
Later, when he decided on the U.S. Capitol as a target, Khalifi asked his associates for more explosives to be detonated remotely via cell phone. In January, he unknowingly told them that he wanted to know how big an explosion would be required to destroy an entire building.
Unwittingly told them?
What? He says, excuse me, unknowingly is what it says.
Say the sentence again.
He unknowingly told authorities that he wanted to know how big an explosion would be required to destroy an entire building. I don't know if that means that he didn't know how big the explosion should be or that he didn't know they were undercover FBI agents.
That you can't carry what it takes to blow up that whole building. Unless you have a suitcase nuke.
Khalifi met with an undercover law enforcement officer who gave him an automatic weapon, which had been rendered inoperable. El Khalifi said...
Now, wait a second. This is where, you know, it's hard to feel bad for dum-dums, okay? Mm-hmm. So this guy has himself an automatic weapon that
but he's never trained with it.
But he's never shot it.
Yeah.
And it's been rendered inoperable. He's never shot it.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, an AK-47, big whoop. Why wouldn't they give him an operable one that isn't fully automatic and say, here you go, you know, you just pull the trigger on this one, this is what we got for you, or whatever. Or show him how to file down the pin or whatever it is. Not that I know everything about this. I hear you file down pins. Kids, don't try this at home. Certainly don't take my word for it. this guy hasn't gone and fired this weapon. He's been given an inoperable automatic weapon, and he hasn't fired it?
It's preposterous. So he carried the firearm around the room, practiced pulling the trigger and looking at himself in the mirror, the affidavit says. Danny Schechter, an independent journalist and filmmaker, told Al Jazeera the case against Khalifi is a classic case of FBI entrapment. He says it seems to be right out of the FBI playbook. It's almost identical to a number of prior arrests where the FBI finds some vulnerable young man, then basically encourage him to get involved in a campaign to be recruited, in this case by some sort of Al-Qaeda creation, which really isn't Al-Qaeda, it's the feds, and then arm him with weapons and then arrest him. We've seen things along these lines for years now.
Let's not forget that Al-Qaeda was a creation of the feds. I mean,
another good point.
That's what they armed the Mujahideen and the Soviet Union, and, you know, created what is known as Al-Qaeda today.
So he says, we've seen these things for years now along the lines of entrapment as a technique, supposedly for investigative purposes, but actually for prosecutorial purposes. And the investigation into Khalifi had been ongoing for more than a year, say the counterterrorism official and another government official told the AP. The official spoke on condition of anonymity as the investigation is continuing. A spokesbureaucrat for the Capitol Police said at no time was the public or congressional community in any danger.
Apparently not. They gave a fully automatic, a completely inoperable fully automatic weapon to this guy, and all he did was prance around in front of his full-length mirror in his underwear with it.
He's a dupe.
Yeah, I mean...
He's a patsy.
Well...
And it's... This is just how they do it.
Well, you know, so I have more and less, bad feelings for these guys. Most of them... Mostly, I don't feel too bad. But I... You know, the one guy where
I feel bad for people who are suckered into doing something that they otherwise might never have had the true motivation to pursue.
Well, it sounds like he had some motivation to kill a lot of people.
A lot of people are angry at the federal government, and if you stoke that enough, then you can get them, you know, if they're easily manipulable.
At least
then,
he picked the Capitol instead of from some freaking synagogue. I'll give you that one, but, you know, the case where the FBI goes and scuttles the guy's job in Alaska. That was probably about a year ago. Another one of these fellas where, you know, they talked about it one time. And if you went after everybody who talked about some kind of violence against some kind of organization, you'd have a lot of full prisons. There's no doubt. But, you know,
this is a long period. I mean, they spent a year on this guy. Right, so they took a long time.
And the manipulation techniques, I mean, these are the same people that, you know, try to get people to confess. They're very good manipulators. That's what they're taught to do.
This isn't like they met up with this guy in a park somewhere and, you know, delivered to him some weapons and he went off on his little journey. No, no, no. This was a long time of manipulation, of working his feelings and probably whipping him up into a frenzy and then, you know, telling him that they can help him. And,
right.
You know,
if there's some situation where he's like, you know, I've been thinking about this. It's just not for me. And then the FBI's plant.
Sure, it is, kid.
What about all those? What about all your brethren that are dying in the sands out there, son?
Absolutely.
Where are your cojones? What about the 19 virgins you're gonna get? Now at that
whole
point,
deal.
That bugs me. That bugs me a lot.
And remember, like you mentioned, the other guy in the Alaska story. The part you didn't point out about that story was they actually paid the kid's rent in this other one. Yeah. We don't know. We don't have all the details from this, right? This just came out.
Sure.
We just, you know, the affidavits just hit. But in the other one, we ended up finding out that this guy had a job. Well, didn't he like have a job waiting for him in Alaska? But they basically talked him down from taking the job and put him up in a hotel room.
They called the job in Alaska and scuttled it.
Made
it so he couldn't get the job. So you never know. I mean, how would somebody who goes and gets, I mean, a job will change your life.
Right.
Maybe moves to Alaska, says, you know, hope is good here. I like this.
Right.
I'm going to work hard.
Instead, they kept myself
a wonderful woman.
Right.
I mean, whatever.
Instead, they kept him a jobless loser and paid his hotel room bill for him to keep him alone and keep him disconnected and to keep him on the target and on the track of being angry and being willing to do something.
But at the same time, if all the FBI is doing is providing inert bombing materials and keeping an eye on people, I don't have a problem with that.
But that's not what they're doing.
But we don't know for certain in this circumstance, other than they swept in before the guy had a chance to push the button, which I have a real problem with.
Well, Mark,
because at this point he hasn't attempted anything.
Okay. You don't think they were talking him into it? You don't think they were manipulating him?
We don't know if they talked anything.
You and I both know you don't spend a year on somebody who wants to go. If he wanted to go bomb somebody and was real hot on it, he could have gotten the, you know, whatever the pieces real quick.
I have the same reservations and speculations that you do, but I'm not willing to jump to a conclusion if I don't have any information.
It's not a jumping to a conclusion. It's an educated guess based on past experience. 1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want and take control of these airwaves. Same thing with that guy in Alaska, the other guy in Alaska, the non-Muslim guy, the so-called domestic terrorist. They ginned him up as well. I mean, he was angry, no doubt about it. But they again provide.
Shouldn't talk like that. It's the best to keep the violence out of your mouth.
No doubt about it. 1-855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And dial in at 855-453 and bring up whatever you want, or tell us how you feel about this new bust. They've arrested another so-called terrorist who, in my opinion, probably never would have ended up being a terrorist hadn't it been for the police, the FBI specifically, who basically set him up and encouraged him to move ahead with the plan, which is how they do all of these things. I mean, look over the last, it's now been, you know, more than a decade since 9/11. And, of course, that's the big excuse for why, you know, we need a bigger police state in this country. And just go back through the last decade and look at all
the
stories.
They had a lot
of
egg on their face for, you know, the reports that had come through on the 9/11 terrorists and that they didn't react and stuff like that. So, you know, I could see why they're trying harder to...
Well, they have to justify their budgets. They have to
proactive.
Right. They have to justify their existence. Because if over the last decade, the federal government, if the federal government would be, you know, delivering a report, if the FBI were delivering a report to the congressman, and they were to say, well, we're sorry to say that within the last 10 years of our $1 billion, or however much their budget has been over the last 10 years, and our millions upon millions, of, if not hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, that we have spent all this money and we have not caught a single terrorist. It wouldn't look very good for them.
Sure wouldn't.
So every now and then there's a story, every year or so, about how they caught somebody, and they caught him red-handed, and he had a bomb, and he had a gun, and he was ready to kill people. He was crazy. But then when you start digging into all the details, it ends up being that the feds provided him with the bomb. They provided him with the encouragement. They provided him with the hotel room. They provided him with the ride to the location. I mean, they did almost everything except for carry the bomb themselves. And actually, they did when they were carrying it to him. So
Well, what I have the biggest problem with on this circumstance is that they didn't allow him to push the button. I think that is really what indicates for me.
I have a problem with everything up to that point because it's all manipulation.
Well, it depends.
It's creating something that otherwise probably never would have existed.
We don't have the specifics as what occurred. I think that I have a lot of suppositions like you do.
We don't have the specifics to what occurred, but we do know that outside of this, the only example you could give was the guy with Times Square with some fertilizer in his truck.
I don't think that he had fertilizer in
his truck. Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. You gave that example, and you gave it as an example because the FBI didn't have any idea about him.
That's true.
They only found that guy because the truck was parked there for a long time and didn't blow up.
Right. I mean, to some extent, what they're teaching, every time they bust one of these terrorists, what they're saying to the potential terrorists in America is, look, if you're going to try to bomb something, you better do it on your own.
Don't talk to anybody about it, is what they're saying. I see where you're coming from there. And so what they have to do is every now and then they've got to have somebody to hang out to dry. They've got to have somebody to show the world that they're serious about this. We're out there working hard, America. You, thank goodness you've got the federal government here, because they'd be blowing you up all left and right if you would just not have us around. You've got to have us. We're the ones keeping you safe. That's the message. The message is that you need the federal government. And, of course, they want to put that message out there because wouldn't want people to think for a moment that they don't. When we've talked about secession on the air and the idea of rejecting the federal government or nullifying and saying no to their mandates and their taxes and their regulations and withdrawing as much as possible from them, some of the fear that people have about that is that, what about our protection? We've got to have protection. We've got to have protection from the terrorists, and we've got to have protection from the people that want to kill us around the world. And, this paranoid view that there's all these people all around the world that just want to go bomb crazy and murder people. But if that were really true, then you'd actually see some instances of terrorism, like real ones, where, like the guy with the truck in Times Square, you start seeing these things happening across the country, especially over the last decade. And it hasn't happened.
The single best thing that the United States can do to prevent terrorism like this is do, like the terrorists keep on saying one thing over and over again. And that is, get the heck out of our land. Mm-hmm. Leave. Leave us alone. And they say also stop supporting Israel. And frankly, I don't think the United States taxpayer should be in any way, shape, or form charged money to send foreign aid, is what they call it, money to other governments. And whether that is Israel or Red China or Pakistan or what, I don't think it should be any of these things. So if you did those two things, you would have a lot fewer instances of terrorism.
No. Even fewer than we actually already have, which is hardly any right now. And the fact that despite all the warmongering, despite all the foreign aid, those are great points, Mark, and I agree with you, and Ron Paul certainly would be the only choice to make something like that a reality. But despite all of the aggression of the U.S. federal government, the fact that there aren't terrorist events happening on a monthly, if not weekly, basis in this country, I think is a testament to how good people are on average, to how out there in the world, despite all of the supposed anger that is directed against the U.S., it's very rare that anybody actually goes and does anything violent about it. And that the only times that we ever hear about it, almost every time, it's the federal government creating an illusion that there was somebody who cared enough to do it.
So, looking at this from, you said good, and
I think people are good, don't you?
I tend to agree that people are good, but I do think that in a lot of ways they operate on incentives. So if they're incentivized to do something that I might consider bad, they'll do it in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know what the difference is between, say, somebody who the civilian casualties in Iraq were like 90%. That was in the Iraq War. 90%. So if this guy was going to the Capitol with the intention of blowing up some bureaucrats and didn't care if he killed some innocent people, and as far as I'm concerned, the bureaucrats are part of the government, so therefore they're not civilian casualties. There's mm-hmm. probably government workers that were counted in that civilian casualty total, because not everybody agrees with me on what a civilian is.
Okay.
But, so this terrorist really isn't doing much different than somebody who's working for a military. He's not wearing a uniform. And I can understand why people are threatened by him, but you would imagine, you can imagine that there were a lot of Iraqis that probably felt threatened by United States military personnel.
Sure.
So, to me, if the United States military is doing something bad, that or, you know, good, and a lot of people would call it good, then, well, you can't really say that this guy really isn't doing anything that's bad. I think that in their minds, they're doing something that's good.
Sure, sure. And that's the mind of the suicide bombers as well. But there are suicide bombings in other countries fairly frequently in comparison to the United States. Are there not?
Yeah,
you know, people blowing up restaurants and
it's easier to get over there. I think
shopping centers.
It's difficult to travel between countries these days.
Okay, Mark, that's fine. I get what you're saying. But there are 300 million people here.
Yeah.
And there are people that do travel on a regular basis from here to there. And
so you
think
that the people in the United States are better than the people?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that, you know, the people that want to blow things up are clearly blowing things up, right? They're blowing things up in those other countries. Just we're not seeing it happen here.
They're probably
and it's not because
desperate.
Of the feds. It's not because they're not being stopped or prevented from doing it because of the police or the feds. They're just not doing it. It's just not happening. I'm not going to propose to you the reason why it's not happening. I believe that the fact that people are generally good is a major factor there.
I tend to think that when you're talking about all the people that have been picked up by the FBI in these circumstances, that fewer than half would have actually gone through with whatever it was that they were going to do. Now, I don't know what the percentages are, but I'm just saying I'll bet you that, you know, these lazy, shiftless losers, this guy couldn't be bothered to go out into the woods and fire an automatic weapon. Just to make sure that he had a good automatic weapon was been provided, you know, to him by his contacts.
It's usually a good idea to fire a weapon prior to actually using one.
I don't think that this lazy, shiftless loser, if he had not been handed a freaking thing that he thought was a bomb and driven to the location, maybe he could have taken the bus or something, I don't know. But if he hadn't been handed a bomb, that he would have likely never have done this. He may have done something else, and I don't know what that might be. But, you know, this is why I don't like these circumstances. At the very least, in this circumstance, he should have been left to push the button.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think that matters. 855-450-FREE. It certainly won't matter in them convicting him. He's going to be convicted. And to me, it was all the whole problem was what was leading up to it. But let's go to Keith in New York City. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Keith, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been listening to this conversation about the so-called terrorism, and I was actually in New York when the whole hot dog dinner thing happened, and to be honest with you, like, that's the only story I believe, because I walk every day to work from Port Authority, which is on 1842nd, to Lexington and 59th Street. So I walk through Times Square, I walk down Broadway, I walk through all of that.
Keith, I want to keep you on. If you'd like to tell more of your story, you're welcome to hang with us. We'll bring you back after the news. More coming up. Hour 2's next, 855-450-FREE for your thoughts. Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.